This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
I'd like to talk about the intelligence as a tool. Everyone thinks of intelligence being naturally occurring. Everybody has one. Everybody has an intelligence. And everyone has exercised it. We generally think, oh, I figured out this crossword puzzle, or I came up with a new way of doing something, or I didn't go there, I knew it wasn't going to be a good experience. Something of that variety. But actually, the intelligence is more significant than that, because it's what makes the decisions. Your mind presents options. Oh, we could do this, we could not do it. We could accept it, or we could reject it. We could care about it, or we could flick it off. But the intelligence looks at value. Looks at relative value and looks at permanent value. Now, a good intelligence means that the intelligence has been trained and you have an understanding of what is good for you and what isn't, such that you can make decisions that you keep from falling off the edge, shall we say, and you keep making progressive developments in your life and in your understanding and in your interactions. But the intelligence is just like everything else in this material world. It's got the good side and the bad side. The good side is it has the power and authority in your life, in your consciousness, to see to it you do the best you can. It's intelligent to try. You get a problem or get an assignment. You get an opportunity. It's intelligent to try. And you endeavor the best you can with your abilities and resources, etc. That's intelligence. But you can also get carried away. And what this means is when you've decided, I'm going to go do this today. I don't know. I'm going to go help my friend fix his car. Something sort of simple. But on the way to go help your friend, something comes up. Or you see someone you know. Or you're distracted by something. Or you stop to watch a harvester or a plane flying over. Or somebody playing a game, or your phone, and you don't get there to help your friend. You get delayed, postponed, distracted. And this, then, you don't actually help that friend who needed you. And you don't do the good deed. So you don't earn a good deed coming to you. And you succumbed to the distraction of the senses for some temporary distraction, and you miss the opportunity to do something that has a significant return or benefit. And there's this constantly, there is the possibility of this happening to you. That you can have your intelligence diluted, it's called. You tend to change what you value. Your intelligence tends to blur what's good and what's bad. And you end up deluding yourself. Oh, it'll be all right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And you find that. If you meet someone who's a constantly, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Avoid that person, because it does matter. And they'll give you this offhanded disease, I call it. It's offhanded disease. Doesn't matter. Who cares? Wasn't going to make any difference anyway. Offhanded disease. Dismissive of everything. They just run themselves directly into animal life. They will be degraded quickly into lower species of life, because it does matter. So if you use your intelligence correctly and you listen and you act accordingly, you can dramatically improve your quality of life. And on the other hand, if you let the mind make you doubt, oh, should I go help my friend? He probably won't really need it. I'd rather go watch that game anyway. I can't decide. If you let your mind distract you into that kind of nonsense, or you let your senses go, oh, that's, oh, my goodness, that's a beautiful lady. I want to get to know her. I'm going to follow her for a while and see if I can find where she works, and maybe I can have a chat with her. Maybe she's going for a coffee and I could just sit at the table next to her and end up chatting with her. Distracted. The senses pull you one way or the mind pulls you another, and your intelligence gets neglected. And this is what most people do in their lives. They don't listen to their good intelligence. And they let their mind and their senses drag them out of what is more intelligent to do. Actually, people who have no intelligence don't become godly. They don't actually do beneficial work. They always have a reason, always dismissive, always offhanding things, always like that. They don't actually do anything positive. They're more or less a waste of time. Because they don't have a good intelligence. They don't produce anything or provide anything. But on the other hand, those that are devoted to God and their intelligence gets purified from any kind of contamination or any kind of distraction if they actually raise themselves up to doing better and better and better quality work and involvement. This upliftment that gradually leads to service to God. That intelligence is purified by the Lord. He assists. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purifies the intelligence. And the Lord instructs everyone in this age to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for purification. It doesn't matter where you're at, what platform of consciousness, what bad karma, good karma, what status of life you're in, what age, color, creed, none of that matters. The chanting of the Maha Mantra purifies your consciousness, your intelligence. So you have more perspective, true perspective, to advance yourself out of this material conception of life. And the intelligence then stays rightfully above the mind and keeps the mind from being a problem. Because the mind is always fickle, always distracted. That's the mind. And if the intelligence follows the mind, is lost. But if the intelligence stands above the mind and calms the mind, settles the vibration rate in the mind, the brainwave patterns, alpha, beta, gamma, brainwave pattern, lower those frequencies out of anxiety and impulsivity, pulling it back down into conscious decision. Then the intelligence keeps the mind in check and advancement is guaranteed. You end up doing the right thing much more frequently. And you end up improving your lot. If you lose your intelligence, you become bewildered. And you lose your memory. You forget, I did that before and it didn't work. Why am I doing it again? Because you dismiss the lessons. This is dismissing your intelligence. You're supposed to guard your intelligence, follow your intelligence, nurture your intelligence so that the mind doesn't get control. Because the mind only has nonsense to do. But if the other hand, if the intelligence is strong, it can instruct the mind, and the mind becomes a very useful tool, and it controls the senses. And development, progress, etc., is available in many fields, many areas of your life. So you should engage your intelligence in higher and higher and higher and higher activities. So that your life and the karmic result you earn continues to go higher and higher as well. Because as you sow, so you reap. So if you train your intelligence and work with it to become strong, confident, determined, this type of intelligence pulls you out of the misconceptions that society feeds you. We're caught in a situation where the world is being fed nonsense by televisions and the people believe it. And the whole human society is going to hell. Morals, values, principles, ethics, education, knowledge, health, all of it is going down, down very, very, very fast now, right in front of your face. And the television is becoming more and more and more degraded and ignorant and arrogant. Less compassion and truth. No commitment to truthfulness. No commitment to the facts. No honesty. No compassion. Just completely messed up. And yet the people don't turn it off. That's how out of control the mind has become. The people can't get their intelligence to go, This is stupid. Turn it off. Can't do it. The same thing, you see it all the time now. People walking around. I saw a lady an hour ago pushing her baby carriage down the road while she's looking at her smartphone. My God, woman, you've got a child, a dependent soul. And rather than being productive, you're looking at your phone. They're constantly, everybody, in your restaurants. I was following someone this morning, and the light went, and they weren't even aware the light went because they were working on their phone. I mean, you're not supposed to be doing that when you're driving. You're not supposed to be talking, let alone texting. So the phone is a distraction. Okay? The television is a distraction. These games. I know children, they go home from school, and they immediately get on their computer to start playing a game with the friends they just left at school that are also on the computer playing the game. And at 10 o'clock at night, they're still doing it. So they play the game, and they send messages back and forth in the game. And at the same time, they're also texting stuff that's coming back and forth on the phone. And they call this interacting. They call this socializing. It's a mechanical method of distracting oneself from doing anything productive with your life. These children get no education. Week after week after week after week after week, they go to school, but they come home with no education. They're so busy just playing with the toys and talking rubbish. And the parents, they don't care because they're busy watching television. The kids are quiet. They're working on their computers or their phones. They're not outside doing something stupid. They're not doing anything. They're simply blurring the line between intelligent and ignorant. And we have that going on now to where the point that the society doesn't properly interact anymore. The intelligence isn't being raised. The mind is in control and is trying its very, very, very best to enjoy, but it's really just being distracted from anything of value. So this is a very serious condition that the human civilization has got itself into. And the people that are running the phones and running the television and running the governments and running the news, they want you doing this because when you're doing this, you're not aware that they're lying to you, cheating to you, stealing your money, destroying the environment, etc., etc., etc. You don't notice. So the humans have all become irresponsible because a few at the top want them out of the way, not noticing that they're reaping the rewards that you think you're getting by playing on their toys. So this is not knowledge. This is not intelligence. You must separate your intelligence from your mind and your senses if you have any intention of improving your lot in your life. Your consciousness is determined by where you put your conscious attention. If you put your attention here, that's what you get. If you're not putting your attention on truthfulness and compassion, honesty, fairness, cleanliness, selflessness, you are simply degrading yourself, allowing your mind to distract your intelligence from any productive value. This is the path to animal life. Because you become angry as soon as anyone points out your problems. Anger, greed, lust, envy, these are the paths to animal life. They destroy your opportunities in the human form of life because you're misusing your human assets. Your human intelligence is a great asset. And if you use it to keep your mind from dragging you into every nook and corner that you don't need to know about what's going on anyway, you lose the understanding and you lose the discretion between good and bad actions. And this is what the human form of life is for. You have the discerning consciousness. You can determine if this is true or not. This is right or wrong. So if you don't use that facility that's given to you in the human form of life, if you misuse it or negate it or neglect it, or simply are so distracted you don't even learn how to use it, you don't get a human form of life. Now, the human form of life is vitally important because it's the stepping stone to eternal life. All these other species of life, the living entities in those types of bodies, they must gradually earn their way to a human form of life before they can put an end to the cycle of birth and death and return to their eternal, conscious, spiritual, blissful life. Well, you've gotten here, but you're allowing the environment that's here and the evil people who run the government and the planet and the nonsense toys and tools that they give you to distract you from making use of these assets you have. You can understand to a significant degree what was your last life by looking at what your current life is. You must have worked significantly hard to get a good education, to get a functional, good, strong, intelligent body, beautiful, full of facilities, money in your hand, freedom, cars, all sorts of types of enjoyment, good home, good family, good friends, good opportunity, safe community. You have all these assets. You must have worked hard in your previous life to earn them. So why are you neglecting to continue to advance? Because there's no guarantee you get that good situation again. You had to earn it. It's like you earn a bank balance. Well, you can spend the bank balance, and after you've spent it, you can't do it again. It's spent. You have to earn again. So you run the risk of falling back into animal species of life where you have to earn your way back to the human form of life. And hopefully, in the human form of life, the next time, you'll recognize I should earn my way out of the cycle of birth and death and revive my eternal consciousness and live in the spiritual world, eternal bliss and knowledge, free from all these calamities and anxieties and dangers, free from all these distractions, free from a mind that drags you in the wrong direction. Free from a society that doesn't educate you of the true value of life. So this is the opportunity that the human form of life presents you with. So you must, the Vedic knowledge says, must be responsible and learn the Vedic knowledge. If you learn the Vedic knowledge, you'll understand that you need a spiritual master, that you should purify your mind and intelligence, your consciousness with the chanting of the sacred Maha Mantra. You would learn how to act in such a way that you don't risk becoming an animal or less. That you're not going to come back and do it again because this material world is just collapsing, falling down. The foolish people, they try to say civilization is advancing, but there's no evidence to support that. We have toys, but we're not better people. If you think that you're a better person, then I challenge you. You go through your week. Well, you go through a day without lying. A good person doesn't lie. So let's see you go a day. You monitor yourself. No lying. Let's see you do it. Go a day. Good job. Go a week. Good. Go a month. Good. Go a year. Go your life. Don't lie. Can you do it? Your association means you won't make it very far at all. So you need to train your mind, who is the liar, with your good intelligence. No. Don't tell that lie. But I'll benefit if I lie. Don't tell that lie. You will temporarily benefit, but in the long term, you're contaminated. Your consciousness, your intelligence is polluted, and it will cause you some problem later. So you have to use this human form of life, and you have to use your good intelligence in such a way that you avoid these pitfalls, that you avoid hanging around when the material world's getting worse. You're not going to get this good of a trip next time. It'll be a little bit less, maybe a lot less. But this human form of life is the greatest opportunity for you because you can revive your eternal consciousness. You can engage in your eternal occupation of devotional service. You can free yourself from the contamination and the uncertainty of falling into the lower species of life again. People want to say, oh, you get to choose what life you're in. Oh, nonsense. If that was true, nobody choose to be retarded or handicapped or in a bad family or born broke or destitute or born in Africa with a bowl that's empty. No one would choose that. But these people are here. How did they get there? By their bad actions and bad decisions. And our society is trying to say, there's no karma. There's no results. You're not responsible. Just do what you want. You die, lights go out, sound goes off. Who cares? Psst. It was cool. Had a good time. Love it. Nonsense. This is irresponsible life, dismissive of the true value of life. This is not advocated in the Vedic knowledge that you'll simply fall into more and more and more suffering the more you negate your responsibility. If you face your responsibility, you can hang on to this human form of life And you can purify this consciousness such that you can put an end to the cycle of birth and death permanently. Live in that life in the association of loved ones. Live in that eternal conscious life where you're happily rendering selfless service to the satisfaction of the Lord and living in the enjoyment, in the bliss of His happiness. If the Lord is happy, He can give you anything. He can reward you in 1,000 ways. And if the Lord is not happy, there's nothing you can do for yourself. You can simply stop the suffering now and again, but you can't make everything work out perfectly for yourself. So there's a higher position. This higher consciousness is what you're supposed to be developing in the human form of life, becoming proficient in how to act in such a way that it works to the benefit of you, it works to the benefit of the Lord, it works to the benefit of all the other living entities, it works to the benefit of the entire experience. Love of God, love of life, service, sharing, selfless, helpful, compassionate, caring. These are the true qualities of the humans. These are the true qualities of you, the living entity, irrespective of what body you have. So rise above this bodily conception. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Read the Vedic knowledge by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lift yourself up by controlling your mind with your good intelligence. Don't be distracted by things that don't matter. Stay the course. Be responsible. It only gets better. This irresponsibility is the problem of our whole human society. Change the course of your life. Even if you can't change the course of humanity, you can change the course of your life and achieve eternal bliss and knowledge in the transcendental world, free from these anxieties that plague us in this material world. This is real consciousness. This is Vedic knowledge.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.